Welcome back to this 13th episode of the Chattanooga Locavore Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Schuster of White Ivy Farm, and I am very happy to welcome Ruth Kerr to the show this week. We have an interview with her a little bit later. Ruth is the program manager over at Gaining Ground, and you've heard me talk about Gaining Ground before. So I'm very excited to have her on the show. We talk about everything that Gaining Ground is about and what they do as far as promoting and bringing awareness to the public about local food. So it's a great interview, and I was really happy to finally sit down and talk to Ruth. So let's go ahead and play that interview now, and then after this interview, I'll talk about some local events that are happening in the Chattanooga area. All right, I am back here with Ruth Kerr, the program manager over at Gaining Ground. How are you doing, Ruth?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very happy to have you on the show today. We're going to talk about what Gaining Ground does for the Chattanooga community, for the local food movement and all that. And this is a big deal for me because, I think I mentioned really early on in the show, I think episode one or two, that I wanted to get someone from Gaining Ground on. So very happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. This is a great opportunity.
So let's start out with talking a little bit about what Gaining Ground is and how did it start?
Sure. Gaining Ground started in 2010. It is an initiative of the Benwood Foundation, and so it's been in operation now 3 years. And we basically, in a nutshell, work to promote the local food movement in Chattanooga, and we do that by local food awareness campaigns. We support the farms through the local food program, which we work with Crabtree Farms to facilitate. And we have Harvested Here Restaurant Week, which is within the local food program. That's a great way for farms and restaurants to work together. And not only are there locally grown menus that week, but also we hope that it will start some long-term relationships as well. But yeah, we work to promote local food and raise awareness on the production and consumption of local food.
Okay, great. Yeah, it sounds like the big push is to get consumers aware of what's out there and aware of the health benefits and all of these different things that work together, and then also get the farmers to that middle ground, I guess you could say, of getting the farmers and the consumers together. And I think, traditionally farmers markets have been that middle ground, but it's always one of those things where it's like, some people might not know where the farmers markets are, or they might not know what's offered. And with social media and the internet and everything that we have at our disposal today, it's so much more effective. And so it seems like Gaining Ground is kind of just a facilitator toward getting all that together, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely. We have used the internet to our advantage for sure. our website, growchattanooga.org, we have where all the farmers markets are. We try to link back to those farmers markets, either websites or Facebook pages, so that folks can be more engaged with each, whether it's a farmers market or farm or one of our partners, our local food program partners. So really, we on any billboard we have or any banner, we put the website so people can go there to learn more. And then you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/GrowChattanooga, and Twitter and Instagram as well. So we do try to connect customers and potential customers with the farming community for sure. And we also try to some of our partners, any events partners have going on, as much as we can.
Great. Now, I know a lot of people have different views on why local food is important, whether it be the economy or health or whatever. What would you say that Gaining Ground's kind of vision for the importance of local food is?
There are a lot of reasons. Like you mentioned a couple of them, why local food is better food. And when I believe when crafting Gaining Ground, it was evident that local food was important, one for our community, I think that when you invest in locally grown food, you're buying from your neighbors. You're buying based on a relationship. And then those transactions go much further, as you know, when you're paying for locally grown food than when you're paying for something that was shipped from a large corporation. So this interaction, I think, it elevates our awareness of what we eat and where it comes from and what it actually took to grow this, you know, vegetable or to raise this piece of meat. And it really does allow us to respect that cycle and really, really appreciate what farmers do. And so I think it does that, and it also strengthens our community. You know, it strengthens the ties we have within each other and our kind of sense of community and place in Chattanooga, I think. And then also, I believe that, and I think we all can agree, local food's fresher. We all know that, you know, when we go to the Main Street Market today or the Singalette Market tomorrow or the Ulal Market tomorrow, that produce we buy will probably pick, you know, this morning or tomorrow morning. So because it's fresh, you can taste that for sure. And it is more nutrient-dense than produce sourced from more distant locations. And then a lot of farmers do practice sustainable agricultural methods, and they try to limit their use of pesticides and other harmful compounds. So when you purchase local food, you're purchasing fresh food. You're purchasing healthier food. And it is a more holistic approach, I think. And then, you know, from the health perspective, it is healthier. It's not just healthy for us. It's also healthier for our environment. And like I was mentioning, that smaller farms can use less polluting elements. They also use less energy to transport the food, which helps with the environmental aspect of it. And then, so all of those things together, I think, really help fresh food be available for future generations if we're good stewards of, you know, not only the way we raise our food, but also the quality of our air, the water, and our soil. So by supporting your community farms, you're also communicating that your environment really is important to you and you want to be a good steward of it. So, and then, you know, I think that a huge part of local food is it just tastes better, you know.
Yeah.
If it's fresher, it takes less time to get to your mouth. It's fresher and you can really taste the difference. And then the really cool advantage is that there are all these different heirloom breeds of tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers. And you guys at White Ivy Farm probably are able to grow those heirloom breeds and different types of breeds. Locally too.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, that's kind of why we believe that local food is better food.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all those. Those are really good points, and that's why sometimes when someone asks, you know, why local food, it's kind of like, well, do you have a few minutes? Because there are a lot of things. You know, it's a lot coming together. And it sounds like you're really passionate about this, and so it makes me curious, how did you yourself get involved in this?
Yeah, for me, I definitely grew up personally in a family that was very connected to the where our food came from. My mom did and still does have chickens in a garden, and she enjoys cooking, and she passed on a lot of practices to me that she learned from her grandmother and her mother. And so that importance of food and kind of situational awareness around food was instilled in me, I think, growing up. I've always kind of had that on my radar. I had that as a basis and understood the importance of staying connected to where our food comes from and supporting it. So I had also throughout college and working professionally, I had an interest in healthy eating education. So with that background and that experience, I came on board to Gaining Ground, February 2012. and use the passion that I have and the experience that I have had to help promote, you know, help promote the importance of local food. So that's kind of my background. I don't know if I answered the question yeah. well, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's good to hear that it's something that, you know, that you believe in, and it's not just a job, you know. it's definitely
oh, yeah.
a good thing.
Well, I think that, you know, it has to be. I think it's such, anybody in this, I think, especially farms, I mean, are so passionate. Farmers are so passionate because it is hard work. It's probably the hardest work I've ever, I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. And it seems that that farmers are continuously working so hard and being patient while also realizing that, you know, you can work so hard to plant a row of crop and Mother Nature may have different plans. And so they're yep. all being, I really respect you guys and farmers for not only the work, but just the kind of level-headedness of realizing you're not in control as much work as is put into it. So that's something that's been a good eye-opener for me personally, I believe. You do have to be passionate about it, and I really am.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, farming isn't one of those jobs that you find in the paper, you know, and you decide that you want to do. It's one of those things where you know, you work hard, you probably don't even make money the first 2 years, and then you, you know, you could plant everything. You know, our last frost date is supposed to be April 15th, so you could plant everything then, and then there's a frost, you know, a week later, and you're like, well, got to start all over again. And, you know, it's just one of those things, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, there's so much that I respect folks and our farmers. I guess that's all I can say about it. If you have a couple hours, we can talk more.
So how do you feel that Chattanoogans are responding to this local food push of recent years? I mean, it's become more popular. There's more farmers markets. There are more everything related to local food. How do you feel that Chattanoogans specifically are responding to this?
Yeah, I think that a lot of our awareness campaigns, we receive a lot of anecdotal metrics, and those have been really helpful. And I believe we've seen since Gaining Ground started, and then I guess about 5 years ago, there was an Ox study done on the kind of state of local food in this region, and it's actually on our website under research resources. But since that was done, I do believe that there's been a healthy growth of supply and demand in tandem, which we know is how it happens. And I do believe that there is more awareness. Folks are more responsive to local food and to growing. It seems like everybody, when I'm at an event promoting Taste Buds or talking and connecting with folks, people have definitely seen a billboard that directed them to a website or have heard of Gaining Ground or have seen Taste Buds or look forward to Taste Buds. Those are really good things to hear. We hope that folks not only just take that information and store it, but they actually turn that into action and go to a farmer's market. So I guess really talking to farmers is the most helpful way to know if the local food movement is growing. And from what people have said that I've talked to, it does seem like it is growing, and I think it's probably a slow process, you know, something we have to be patient about. But, yeah, I think the Chattanooga food community, or the Chattanooga community, has definitely embraced local food, and people know there is a strong local food community here. We just hope that more people, you know, that aren't in the middle of the local food community will go to farmers market and will buy their local food. And so we try to provide tools to do that, right? I mean, if I don't know how to cook kohlrabi, I am not going to buy it. So we try to provide easy and reasonable recipes, and then so people can have that tool to know how to cook it. And we try to provide, you know, last year with the cookbook, not only was it a tool, but it was also a way for customers and farmers to talk and converse. And with that relationship starting, it goes back to that this whole local food movement of buying local food is that you're buying it based on the relationship, you know. And so, we sure do think that folks have responded well, and we hope that it just grows bigger and bigger and that we are able to be helpful in the process.
So I guess in that same sense, what do you think can be done to grow the awareness even further?
Yeah, that's a really great question. You know, I think that word of mouth is really, really powerful. I think that, I think that's something that companies have agreed with for a while. And so I think if the folks, we that are in the local food community and that buy into this, if we can reach our tentacles out and bring more people in, you know, and whether that's taking a friend to a farmer's market and shopping with them, or having a local food dinner where you invite five of your friends that maybe don't buy local food or are interested but not quite comfortable with it, you know, whether you have a potluck or you visit a farm. I think all of those things that we can do as individuals really raise awareness in a way that, I mean, you know, when someone you have a relationship with is recommending that you go to a market or shop for local food, I think that's really powerful. And also having that consultation, you know, if I'm a newbie to local food, having someone by my side kind of coaching me through it is really helpful. Something we as individuals can do, can spread the word, whether it's on our social media platforms, if we write blogs, or if we own a blog, if we cook a lot, we can have, you know, dinner parties or get together and use locally grown food. You know, all those kind of intentional ways to reach out, I think is a great thing for all of that we all can be doing to get involved in the local food movement. You know, we get asked a lot, well, what can we do to get involved and help raise awareness? And really, the most important thing is to go to a farmer's market and shop at your farmer's market and spread the word and make it contagious and bring people with you, you know, and that's really the most important way people can get involved, you know, in supporting the local food movement.
Mm-hmm. I agree, yeah. Now, Gaining Ground recently moved. It used to be located on Main Street. Are there plans to return that building or another nearby? Because I know that there were a lot of events that were held there. How are those handled now, and is there a plan to return?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. Well, we Gaming Town was in that space, I believe, it's probably been two years or so. Some folks probably know better than me. But our lease was up in April, so we just decided, you know, there was a small business that was really interested in the space, and so we decided, you know, it's probably beneficial to encourage small business growth on the south side, and we can do what we do without the space as long as we think through, you know, how to take proper care of the folks using the space. So we kind of work remotely and travel to farmers markets and different farms accordingly. And then there were a couple of farmers markets or organizations that use our space, and we have gotten partnered with a couple of groups to allow their space to be available to the already existing organizations that were meeting in the space, like our local food partners that were already meeting there.
So it sounds like it's more of a deal about just kind of getting out there and like you said, working remotely. I mean, and getting out to the farmers markets and working there instead of just kind of sitting in one space.
And we absolutely are not. Our support for local food has not changed one bit. We're still operating the exact same that we have been since we were established. We're just doing it in a different spot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great. Now, we touched on this a little bit a minute ago, but I'm really curious to know what other advice you have for anyone who wants to get involved with supporting local food, because it's one of those things where, like you said, just go to the farmers market, get some friends, get some family, people who trust you and who you trust and get together and kind of do this. But I know that even with jobs, a lot of times people want to get involved with like a career in promoting local food or doing something like that. I mean, do you have any other advice in that regard?
I think that a lot of farms do have either work shares or ways to help out on the farm. That's one way to do work to help support the local food community. I think a great place to start is being as educated and informed on kind of the state of local food as a whole. I think this is what I would probably do if I was looking to work in the industry, is look at where we are in the local food community, not only in Chattanooga, but maybe wherever you live. See what needs to happen to move it forward, how you can help, and figure out how you can help, and figure out if there's a job for that. I think if we truly want to move this movement forward, we'll have to plug into places where we can help, and I think that does start with being informed on what's going on, and staying up to date with, not only large scale local food legislation that affects local food, but also, locally in our community, with which farmers markets are growing, how if any farmers markets specifically need help. I don't know if that answers your question, but I think that's where I would start,
Yeah, and I like
for sure.
how you said about the getting involved in farms. That brings up a good point because even if you don't want to be a farmer and you just want to support and get to know kind of how the whole process. I mean, volunteering on farms is a pretty good idea anyway. There's this organization called WWOF, Worldwide Organization or Worldwide Organization. Organic farms, something like that. I don't know. Or opportunities on organic farms. That's what it is. So anyway, it's this organization that gets people to work on farms. And I did that for a while. And it's basically you go on these farms and they feed you and you usually sleep in a tent out in their property. But so they can support you there. They don't pay you, but they pay you in food. But then you work and you learn, and the things you learn are amazing. And it's kind of a specific thing to have the opportunity to not work and not make money for a month or so. It's kind of a hard thing to do. But if you have that opportunity and you're in that position, I would definitely suggest that to someone if they can go and just volunteer on a farm for a little while. Because there are, large farms will have opportunities like that. Smaller farms usually don't, but it just kind of opens your eyes to what's involved in milking a cow and what's involved in, planting and weeding and all of these different things. And it really does make you respect all of this a lot more.
Yeah, that is great insight. I think you would learn. You would probably, I'm sure you felt this way, you learn more than you, it was better for you than it was for the farm you were
Yeah.
working for, just in all that you've learned.
Yeah, it really is, and it's funny because a lot of farmers don't like to participate in this program because you kind of have to stop what you're doing to teach these people, what's going on. And it kind of puts a halt to the normal routine. But it is invaluable. And for those farmers who are willing to do this for people, it's really great. It's a really great program. So yeah, I think that's one good way that someone could get involved if they want to, get a little hardcore about it, because
Yeah.
that's more than just going to the farmer's market. There's a lot involved in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
But yeah, I had a blast talking to you today, and I learned some things, and I'm really happy that you came on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate everything you do and White Ivy does, and we appreciate the local community, what everyone does here to advance the local food movement. I think that is that we are all the local food movement, and so as people learn and people get more comfortable, and we bring more people in to this local food movement, it'll just continue to grow. So excited
Yeah.
about that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I have to mention that if you watch Channel 9, This and That, when was that, Monday? There is a little segment with Ruth, and my wife Sarah was on there too with Ruth, and talking about, what is that called? The food
Yeah,
recipe
it's
cards?
well, it's a yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up. It's a big awareness program that we have going on, and we are celebrating seasonal products in each month. So from May, we're celebrating strawberry, and so we've asked farms that are interested to submit their own recipe using the seasonal produce that is highlighted, and each farm has those recipes on these beautifully letterpressed recipe cards. And each farm that participated has their own recipe on these cards for customers to go around and collect. So there are several farms that will have these recipe cards for you to collect. And like I said, they're all individualized recipes. I think Sarah's was her, is it her great-grandmother's or her mother's recipe?
It was
So
her
these
mother's, yeah.
are, yeah, really cool generational recipes for folks to go to a farmer's market and collect. And there are recipe boxes and little seasonal tabs at each welcome booth for customers to pick up so that they can collect all the recipe cards. So
Yes.
yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's entirely free. You can just go there, and for the participating farms, you just pick up the recipe card and collect them all. It's like a card collection, baseball cards or something.
And each it is exactly. And then each month is different. So in June, everyone should definitely be looking for recipe cards around cucumbers. And there are some incredible recipes. The strawberry recipes have been incredible. I've been trying them, and they're awesome. And so, and then July will be a different set of or a different ingredient we highlight, and then so on and so forth. So we're excited about it. We hope to see everybody there collecting recipe cards.
Great. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And Sarah says that, people are picking them up, a ton of them. So it's definitely very popular. That's good.
Good. That's good. Good.
All right. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show. I really had a lot of fun, and I will put links to Gaining Ground's website and more information on Gaining Ground. I'll put that in the show notes for today. So thank you again, Ruth, for coming on.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
All right, I want to thank Ruth for being on the show once again. It's always fun to talk to. I'm having a lot of fun with these interviews. I mean, I don't know, it's so great to be able to just sit down and talk to people about these topics that I feel passionate about. And it's good to know that others are passionate about it too. And I hope that you out there listening are passionate about it as well, and that's why you're listening, right? I mean, who listens to a podcast about food? It's the people who are most dedicated to this topic. So I thank you all for listening. It's really a great thing. And the events that I wanted to mention, I think it would probably be easier for me to just kind of point you to this event page at Gaining Ground, because that's where I get all my events. They've done their homework, and there are a lot going on right now, I have to admit. We had the farmers markets that have all opened up, except for Ringgold. I think Ringgold might be the last one. That's June 1st is when that one's going on. I think 9 a.m. is when that starts. We have these farmers markets opened up, and now we have these spring festivals. There's a Beer Over Dirt festival at Renaissance Park on May 18th, which is this Saturday, And Renaissance Park, if you're not familiar, it's basically on the other side of Market Street from Coolidge Park. So if you know where Coolidge Park is, Big Fountain, Lions, all that good stuff, it's on the other side of the Market Street Bridge. But Renaissance Park is having this beer over dirt, and it's going to have Loopy's Pizza. The Good Dog is going to be there. It's going to have music. Actually, it's going to have music by the Bohannans, who we've had on as a theme song for one of the shows previously. So there's a little connection there to the Chattanooga Local Board podcast. There's also, let's see, there's a Build a Living Wall workshop over at the Oodlawn Nursery, and that's May 18th at 10 a.m. or May 19th at 11 a.m. And that's a free thing. It's completely free. You can just go there and you can do your thing and you can learn how to build a living wall. And I imagine that's plants, right? Living wall made out of plants, I imagine. So there's also there's an intro to aquaponics, which is pretty cool. We talked to Tommy Wood from Flat Rock Growing Company about hydroponics and aquaponics. So if that was something that interested you, this is a thing here in Citronelle, Alabama. There's an organic gardening workshop series that's in Montgomery. That's probably a little too far. I just have to admit that kind of reaches outside of the local definition there. Then there's a Celebrate Growing in Huntsville. Huntsville's about 2 hours away, so that's not too bad. EPB is having a strawberry festival on the 19th. Now, all these things happen on the 18th. This one is on the 19th, the strawberry festival. And again, I won't go through all of these because it's a lot harder to, you can't like take notes while I'm talking about this stuff. So it's a lot better. I'll just point you to the Gaining Ground event page. I'll put that in the show notes. It's growchattanooga.org/foodguide/events, but I will put a link to that in the show notes so you can check that out. Lots of great things happening in Chattanooga right now relating to food and relating to outdoors and our environment and just, everything that I feel passionate about and a lot of people in Chattanooga feel passionate about. It's all coming together in these events. So check that page out for more information. If you want to email the show, you can email show@chattanoogalocavore.com. You can also check out our Twitter and Facebook pages, which are both linked in the show notes, and you can join our community on Facebook, say hi, email about anything you want. Let me know if there's a guest you want to be on the show, if there's someone you have an idea that would be a great interview, or even music, if there's a band that you think would be, would fit this podcast well. And speaking of music, the theme song for this episode is Concerning You and Me by the New Empires. I've actually had a New Empires song on here before. Love their music. It's great stuff, so I wanted to go ahead and put another one on there. If you have any suggestions, like I said, point them my way. Send me an email. I'm happy to play local music. It's kind of like a locavores, it goes beyond food, I think. It's more about just being Chattanooga, music and events and entertainment and all this stuff. But food, of course, is the big focus, so it's a good time, right? All right, well, I want to thank everyone again for listening. Thank Ruth again for being on the show. And we have I'll probably be going to every 2 week schedule here in the summer because of craziness, because of things that happen, crazy things. So look for another episode in about 2 weeks, and I thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.